This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's such a fun thing. You know, they've been working on figuring out how to use technology on balls and strikes for 5 to 7 years now. You know, they tested full automatic umpires in various leagues in the minors and independent ball, and nobody, you know, felt comfortable. It felt like too big a change. So they kind of tested this challenge system alongside it. And I think everyone kind of realized there was, it added, it didn't subtract. You know, it was fun. There was a whole nother psychological battle that would go on with these challenges, and it would allow the rhythm of the game to continue with who human umpires. And you know, I'll be really interested to hear player feedback in spring training, because from my perspective, it's a slam dunk.
Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post on today's Beltway Blitz here on Grant and Danny. For 150 or so years, baseball has asked human beings behind home plate to orbit balls and strikes. This spring, for the first time in the sport, players are going to be able to challenge the calls of those human beings. And to that I say, thank God.
Yep.
The time has finally come. So this is me, guy that wants balls and strikes automated, meeting you guys who don't want it in the middle. Here's what we're going to do. You don't want all the calls correct. You don't want the electronic strike zone, which is seamless and you won't even notice and will only enhance the product. But it's too big of a change for you. It's the monster under the bed. Here's how I'm going to meet you in the middle, folks. Here's how Danny Hughey will meet you right halfway between where he stands and you stand. The automated ball strike challenge system. This is the ABS challenge system that Major League Baseball has used at Futures games that I have been at and watched, at minor league parks where I have been and watched, in the Arizona Fall League out in Phoenix, where people have seen this and it's gotten rave reviews. Here's how it works. In spring training this year, they're doing this. You get two challenges. If you correctly challenge a ball or strike that gets overturned, you win that challenge, mm-hmm. and you get to keep it. All right? So basically, it's like you never challenged.
So you get two, but it could be 52. Like, in other words, you keep getting them right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It won't be, but it could be.
Right.
Right? Generally speaking, in the minor leagues, you may not use the two because you have to be ultra selective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just on the first pitch of the third inning miss off the plate, have it called a ball or a strike in this case, and then the batter goes, actually, that was a ball. You got to be selective. You only get two of these. You're waiting normally until a huge spot or the late innings, and then maybe there's not a missed call in that sequence. But the bottom line is you're going to get two challenges. You've got to get them right to keep them. You lose them when you don't get them right. This is only going to be done so that a play can be challenged by the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter. Three people. You got to be at home plate as either the catcher or the hitter, or you've got to be on the mound. No one else can challenge. You're not allowed to get any feedback from the dugout. It's got to be immediate. So the umpire makes the call, and before you walk down the hill or do your lap around the mound or whatever, you have a second or two to basically say you botched that and challenge the call. It's bang, bang. The whole process takes about 15 seconds. The only other thing I want to explain really quick, Danny, is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that haven't seen it, I've tweeted out videos of this over the years because they've been doing this now at different levels for a couple of years. It's so amazing. So it relies on technology, basically like what you see in tennis, whether a ball touched a line or
the
not.
The old Hawkeye, yeah.
Electronically. So what happens is, as soon as there's a challenge, the umpire points up at the press box to whoever's running the system. They hit the button, and on the big screen in the ballpark, for every fan to see, you now get the strike zone. You see the ball come in. You see where it crossed, whether or not it was in the strike zone or not. And then there's actually a really cool reaction in the stands. And for the players, you see whether it's a ball or a strike, and then either the guy walks to first or is struck out or whatever. It takes 15 to 20 seconds tops. And that's long. Sometimes it's shorter than that.
The minor league ones I've seen are even quicker.
You don't even notice it.
Yep.
I mean, and it involves the crowd, and it gives you something to cheer or jeer because it's on the scoreboard. So you're included in the process in a way that you're not with a normal review. It's such a no-brainer. It's actually fun. I think it's additive to the game. And I know people don't like this or care about this, but I do. We get more calls right. This should be the goal.
Yeah. The arguments against the fully automated are typically like, well, it's not perfect. Okay. It's way better than we got. That's number one. But number two, the human error part is instrumental and it's a big deal. And there's something romantic about wrong. I don't know. I'm not romantic about incorrect. I've never been. I don't think that's a thing. So this is a great first step to where we should be one day. Where when this game was invented, when people started playing it, and Stockings McGee was throwing 74, 75, and he's a real fireballer, you know, throwing 81, you know, throwing 199 pitches per outing every other day. This is a different time now, right? Pitching is too nasty. Pitching is too good. The human eye can't really comprehend some of these things. The way catchers are trained now is if you go to spring training and watch catchers do drills by themselves. The way they take a pitch isn't just, I caught it and I stuck it. Their gloves are starting down, and a pitch that's barely knee-high looks like it's right down the middle of the plate because it's almost like a sleight of hand, like they're doing a card trick.
Everything's about framing, receiving, presenting.
Yeah, totally a thing.
And you're tricking the umpire.
It's too hard to do. Even the guys that are great at it miss a ton, and the guys that aren't that good at it aren't in baseball anymore, Andrew Hernandez. But the point of the dude's story is...
That took 30 years.
Yeah, it took, but it, you know, only 30 years too long. But there's still a couple guys that can't do it at the highest level. And it's hard. It's really hard. I have some empathy there. What I have no empathy for is the arm-folding tantrum of, no, let's not improve it. This is a great first step. It is. It's a great first step. So your point about it being judicious, where you have to use it, you can't, like, for example, today, we're getting used to it. I happen to be watching the studio during a commercial break, a Yankee spring training game, right? Where I think it was, I can't remember who they're playing. It was the Rays, Royals. Does not matter at all. Pitch is not close. Like, everyone in the ballpark knew it was a ball except for the pitcher. And the pitcher tried to, like, sell the walk-off-the-mound thing for a strike three. It wasn't. Probably about 3 inches high, which I know it didn't sound like much, but in baseball at that level, that's plenty high. It was up. There was no question it was up. Catcher turns, taps his head. Umpire goes, okay, we challenge it. It's not close. And guys are chuckling in the dugout, laughing about it because everyone's getting used to the system. And it was like, dude, why'd you challenge on that one? You just wasted one because it wasn't even close. Guys will work out the kinks. Remember the initial complaints about the pitch clock or how this is going to go? There'll be so many problems. It took, a month to learn about disengagements and some of the things. Now it's part of the furniture. Everybody gets used to it.
So I wonder why I'm so fervent about this. I think part of it is that I know that if people just gave it a shot, it wouldn't bother them. If what you guys are really worried about, a lot of you that don't want this, is legitimate, and it's not just I don't want any change or I don't want to lose the human element. Those two things I can't help you with. That's your prerogative. I think you're wrong, but it is what it is. But for people that go, oh, it'll take too much time. Oh, you just can't get enough of the calls right. It's not going to work on television, or it's not going to work in the crowd. Just please once give it a try. I mean, we had this same kind of conversation with the pitch clock, by the way, which has been a rousing success.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are still people, I'm sure, that despise it and think it's terrible and is ruining the game. And they're just kind of...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Complaining about something that obviously has been additive and actually an enhancement. But a computer-animated replay playing on the scoreboard announcing the outcome of the challenge seconds after the challenge to the entire crowd adds to the entertainment in addition to getting the call right. Like, I didn't even know how cool that part would be until the first time a couple of years ago at the Futures game I saw this. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Getting the call right is all I ever cared about. That was it. But when I saw then that, like, I would do it, a challenge, and I don't even have to see it. You just point up, they tell me ball or strike, he tells me if it was a ball or strike, and we go. The fact that they do it in the stadium so you can see it on the screen, and everyone reacts, and you get the oh or the ah, big playoff game. Think about this, 40,000 people, huge spot, bases loaded, challenge comes back, you're waiting a few seconds, ball's coming in, touches the strike zone, he gone, and it's a strikeout, and everyone goes nuts. Like, it is going to be a cool thing. But most people, they're just afraid of the change or don't want the change, and they haven't experienced it. They haven't watched it. They haven't seen it. So I like that baseball does this, Danny, where they test these things in spring training.
All about it.
This is not going to be a regular season thing yet, sadly. I wish it was, but hopefully next year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully by next season, if there's any kinks to be worked out, I'm not sure that there really is, that they can continue to iron those out in anonymity and A-ball and in Double-A, and that we're having this ABS system rule the big leagues next year.
Just as a quick tangent on this, my favorite part about it is not the, or is the, we're not looking at the dugout, we're not having a manager hold his hand up to say we're looking to decide if you challenge a ball or strike or not. It has to be immediate. I think that is a huge, awesome thing. And I wish, by the way, they would see how successful this is if and when it's implemented, and then convert that also to the regular challenge system. Like, to me, that it's you're heading in the wrong direction there. In other words, I need that bang, bang play. You got to challenge it right now. There's no, my manager's holding his hand up. We're all sort of sitting and looking at the dugout.
Right.
Some guy's on the phone with his hand up. I'm not doing that. If you think it's blatant, let's go.
Yep.
If not, you got to wear it.
Make one argument why this isn't a good thing. I don't mean you, because we're in lockstep, but oh, the phones, fine. 800-636-1067. It takes no time. It adds to the entertainment of the game visually. More calls are going to be correct. The only case that can be made, essentially, is, I like the human element. You still have the human element. You still get calls wrong. Don't worry. There's going to be plenty of mess-ups
to make you happy.
The umpire will still bleep up constantly. I only get to fix two of them, potentially. Settle down and calm down. I only get the two challenges. That's the other thing. It's not like it's just ubiquitous where you could challenge every single pitch for 9 straight innings. There's two of them. Now, to your point, if I get two right, then I have two I can use later, what have you. I would even work with people because they're so scared of this big bad monster under the bed. If you only want to have one in the first 5 innings and then, you know, you can use the other one in the last 4 innings, or you get two, but if you get both of them right, you only get one in the last inning of the game or something. I will continue to meet you in the middle and work across the aisle on this because I want you to see the light. I want to help people see that They shouldn't be afraid of this. And the more that you're around it, the more that you experience it, the more I think you're going to like it.